Yemishnayis Mesechta Idis. The first Mishnah, Shammai Omer, Shammai says that Kol Hanoshim Dayin Shosen. All ladies, whenever they see Dam Nida, Salochris, they become Tomei. But only from that time on, Dayin Shosen means at the time when they see the Dam, when they realize they have Dam Nida, from then on are they Tomei. If they touch something, they're Metama the Tyrus. But we're not afraid that maybe the dam came out from before, and if she touched Tyrus or Truma from before, the Tyrus should be Tomei. That's called Dayin Shosan. She's only Tomei from the time when she sees or realizes she has dam. For Hillel Omer, however, Hillel says, Mipkida Lepkida. No, that if you find, if Nisha finds that she's Tomei, she has dam neither now, she's Tomei Midrabbanan even way back before, since the last time she made a bedikah, since the last time she checked herself. Well, let's say today is Thursday morning. Let's say the last time she checked herself was Monday morning. So even though now she first sees dam now, we're afraid that maybe the dam came out all the way from before, right after the bedikah. So from right after the bedikah on Monday morning, we say she's tamei, that if she touched anything, those things would become tamei. And afilu liyamim harbe, even though it was a long time ago, since the last time she made a bedikah, she actually checked herself. Still we're afraid, since she sees dam now, maybe the dam first came out all the way before. The chachamim say though, loike divrei zeh, no, we do not paskin like neither, not like Shammai, not like Hillel. Ela rather the locher is, that me'es liyes, me'etes al yad mepkid lepkida. In other words, if she saw, let's say now, Thursday morning, so the longest period of time that she could have tumah before is called Me'es Leis, 24 hours before. But if she made a bedikah within the last 24 hours, then she's only tumah from the time she made that last bedikah. Or Mepkida Lepkida, Meme'etes Ayad Me'es Leis. Meaning if, let's say, the last time she made a bedikah, the last time she checked herself, was 2 days ago, then she is not tumah before more than 24 hours. That's called the last bedikah, which was 2 days ago, is shortened through the halacha of Me'es Leis. Because according to this chachamim, Anisha cannot be tamei l'mafreya from before more than 24 hours. But if she made a bedikah within these last 24 hours, then she's only tamei from the bedikah onwards, and not even before, not even the 24 hours. Now, kol isha sheyesh lo veses, every lady that has a vesis has an exact time when the period, when the dam comes. She has a cycle, and it's called the ves kavua, that happened already 3 times. So, dayishosa. Then everybody agrees she's only tomei now from the time she sees the dam and not from before. We do not have to be afraid. Maybe dam came out before, even during the Ein Me'es Leis, or even before, if after the last bedika. We say rather dayishosa. Now, Hamishamesh has Beidim. Say, lady, it means she wipes herself right before she has Tashmish with her husband, and right after she has Tashmish, she makes a bedikah. That's called Hamishamesh has Beidim, that they have Tashmish with first checking themselves. And we said, like, both before and afterwards. So, Locher is Harezu Kefkida. This is considered like she made a bedikah. And therefore, Me'etis, this takes away Al Yad Me'es Leis, from a tomb of Me'es Leis, the Yad Mepkido, or else from the Bdika that she made before. Again, let's say 2 hours after Tashmish, then she starts to see Dam. So we say she's only Tomei the 2 hours before this, from the time of right after the Tashmish. But from the time before the Tashmish, then we're not afraid to say she was Tomei. Because since she made this Bdika B'Shas Tashmish, it's considered like she made a Bdika, and therefore takes away from the time of Tumah, whereas otherwise it would have been either Me'es Leis 24 hours before, or else from the last Bedikah she made before this. So that's the Chiddush, that Meshamesh Beidim is also considered like she made a Bedikah. Mishneh Beis. Shammai Yomer, Shammai says, Mikav Lechala. Like, how much flour do you have to use to make a dough in order to be chayiv, take off the mitzvahs of Chala, the mafresh Chala? So Shammai says there has to be a Kav Echod of flour. That's how much. That's 2 liters of flour. Hillel says, Mikabayim. You have to have 2 kavs of flour in order to be mechayiv in challah. The chomer and the chomer say again, loike divrizeh, loike divrizeh, not like Hillel and not like Shammai. Ela rather, kav umach umechetzo chayov in mechallah. We have a kav and a hef. We have this much amount of flour that you're using now to make a dough. And then when you make this dough, you chayiv to take off challah. Umishihigdulu hamidus, when they made the measurements even larger, Ormu, then it was said, chameshes reboyim chayovim. Like 5/4 of a kav is chayiv. You do not have to have 1 1/2, but not just to have 1 1/5. That means 1 1/4. Chameshes reboyim, 5/4 of a kav, which is 1 1/4 of a kav, is enough to be mechayiv you in challah. Rabbi Yossi says, chamisha pturim. If you only have exactly 5/4, you're still potter from challah. But chamisha v'yoyt chayovim. If you have a little bit more than that, you have 5/4 of a kav, no, it's a kav and a quarter, and a little bit more, then you're chayiv to take off challah. However, the loch is like the chomim, that it's enough a kav and a quarter. Yemishne Gimel. Hiloloyme, Hilo says, Maloy hin mayim shuvim, poistle mesamikva. Like how much water of mayim shuvim, that means water that was fetched, that was in a kli, in a bucket. So we know you cannot make a mikvah from this type of water. So Hillel says if a moloy hin, that's 12 lug of mayim shuvim, falls into a mikvah, that passes the mikvah. Ela she'odam chayiv loyme b'lushon rabbi. But a person has to say this over in the name of his Rebbe, the Lashon Rabbi, the same way his Rebbe said it over. In other words, really the question is, why does he use Lashon of Hin? He should have said already that it's 3 Kabin. So the reason why he used Lashon of Hin, because that's the way he heard it from his Rebbe, from Shammai of Avtalion. Now, the Shammai Yomer, Shammai says, Tisha Kabin. No, not that you have to have Yud Beis 12 Lugin, but Tisha Kabin, that's enough of Mayim Shuvim to make the mikvah apostle. The Chomar and the Chom say, Loike divrizeh, loike divrizeh, not like neither of them, Ela rather, at Shebo Shnei Gardiyim, Mishar HaAshpois, Sheb Yerushalayim. When 2 weavers came into the Shar HaAshpois, that's the gate of Yerushalayim, the Edu, and they said over Edus, Mishum Shemai of Avtalion, they heard over from Shemai of Avtalion like this, that the locher is Shloishes Lugin Mayim Shuvim. If you have 3 lugs of Mayim Shuvim, and this falls into a mikvah before you have Arboim Saw, before the mikvah is kosher, so locher is Poistlenes the mikvah. These Gimel Lugin Mayim Shuvim pass the mikvah midrabonin, and you cannot use this water, you have to empty out this water and start over again. And v'kimu chachom mestevrayim. The chom accepted what these two weavers said over in the name of Shmai v'Avtalion, that this is the locha. And that's the locha that gimel lugim mayim shuvim is what passels a mikvah. Now Mishnah Dalet v'lomo maskirin as divrei Shammai v'Hillel levatolo. Like the question is, how come the Mishnah before even brought down what Shammai said and what Hillel said? In other words, since now the Chom are saying over that they heard Edus from Shammai of Avtalion, and that was the Rebbe of Shammai of Hillel, like for sure Shammai and Hillel also retracted from what they said, and they also agree now to the Chomim. So it comes out that everybody is agreeing to Chomim. So why did the Mishnah of Echlal bring down before what Shammai had to say and what Hillel had to say? The Churitz Levatola, it's not true, they retracted. So the Mishnah teaches us a tremendous limud that Lalamed comes to teach us La Duras Aboyim to the future, for the future generations, that Shlo Ye Yodam Oimed Al Devarav, a person should not be like stubborn and cold to what he says. Sometimes somebody says something, and then even though he realizes he made a mistake, he's afraid to retract. He's embarrassed to retract. A person should not be that way. A person should not be stingy, stubborn, and hold to what he said if he knows he's wrong. Let's learn out back from Shammai and Hillel, the others, the fathers of the world. They did not stand on what they said, but rather if they saw they made a mistake, they were not embarrassed to retract. So that's why the Mishnah first brings down what Hillel and Shammai says, and then it like teaches us, even they retracted to accept this Eidus over in the name of Shemaya Vavtalion. Mishnah Hei, V'loma maskirin divrei ha-yochid ben ha-merubim. We know sometimes there's a machlekes, a yochid v'rabim, and usually we paskin like the rabim, we paskin like the chachamim. So why does the Mishnah bring down what the yochid says if we do not paskin like him? The Mishnah just should have said, just the rabim, what the chum hold. So it comes to teach us, there's a question, hoyil v'yein halacha elik divrei ha-merubim. Since we know usually we paskin like the rabim, like the majority, so why does the Mishnah even bring down what the Yochid said? So the answer is, Shem Yira Bezdin as Divrei HaYochid. Let's say one Bezdin likes and agrees to what the Yochid says. The Yismachalov, and they have a right, they rely upon him, and they paskin like him. So we have to bring down the Yochid because sometimes somebody has the right to paskin like the Yochid. And therefore, if a Bezdin does paskin this way, it still applies the klal, Shein Bezdin Yochol Ovatal Divrei Bezdin Chaveroi Achia Godem Imenu Bechochum of a Minyan. And let's say later on another Bezdin comes up, and they want to hold like the Merubim, they want to hold like the Chachomim, and they want to argue on the first Bezdin. So lachris, they have no right to argue upon the first Bezdin unless the second Bezdin, the Godel Shebadayonim, is greater than the head of the first Bezdin. And also there are more Talmidim in the second Bezdin than there were in the first one. What's going to be? Let's say in the second Bezdin, true, the Chochem, the Godel, is greater than the one in the first Bezdin, but he does not have that many people there. Or else, Beminyan, he has more people in the second Bezdin. But the Rosh, the Av Bezdin, is not smarter, is not a bigger Talmid Chochem than the one of the first Bezdin, then it still applies the Locha, Ein Yochol, Ein Yochol, Levat Devarav. The second Bezdin has no right to go against the first Bezdin. Unless the second one is greater than the first one, both in Chochm and Wisdom of a Minyan, and they have more people with them. Now, Mishnah Vov. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, come out the same question like the Mishnah before, that in Cain, if so, Loma Maskirin Divrei HaYochid Ben Hamrubim. Like, why do we mention the Divrei HaYochid when we have a Rabbim, we have what the Chachamim say? In other words, usually we paskin like the Chachamim. So why do we even mention the Divrei HaYochid? So he has another answer. The answer is, Levatolo, like to disregard the Divrei HaYochid. In other words, Shem Yoymer Odom, a person would get up and say, Kach ani mekubel, Yishno, I accept that this is the Halacha. So Yoymeloi, we have a right to say back to him, you made a mistake. Because your halacha, what you're saying over, kedivra ish pleni shamata. You heard over what this person said, and you should know he's only a yochid, because the rabbim argues on him. So therefore, it's important to bring down what the yochid says, in order that if somebody else says, I hold like that, you'll be able to tell him it's wrong, because it's not a rabbim that says that way, the rabbim argue on him. You're only saying like the yochid, and we always paskin like the rabbim. So therefore we have to know exactly who says what to know which halacha is levatola, which one we should throw away like, and which learning we should keep, which halacha we should paskin like. Mishnah Zayin. Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, Roiva atzomois min hatzomim. This is halacha nilchus tumas hameis. So we know if you have a mace in the room, so it's metama boil, anything under the same roof becomes tomi. Now how much is called a mace? So lochri is a roiva kav of atzomis. If you have a quarter of a kav of bones from a mace, it has a loch of tumas mace. The Beshamai says, Bein mishnayim bein mishloisha. This roiva of a kav of bones does not have to be all from one mace. It could even be from two or three mesim. As long as now in one room you have a roiva, a quarter of a kav of bones from a mace, it has tumas mace. Hilalim or Basilim, Basilus says though, Roiva atzomois min hagviya. No, you have to have a roiva of calf, of bones, from one mace, min hagviya, from one body, not from two different bodies. Now he also says, Basilu, me roiv ha binyin, oi me roiv ha minyin. It's also enough to have bones that has the majority of the binyin, the height of a mace, even though this bones does not make a roiva calf. But if you have a roiv of the binyan, or else roiv of the minyan, the majority of the number of bones there are in a body, even though this does not make up a roiv akav, still it's metame b'yoyel. But it has to be roiv ha-binyan or roiv ha-minyan. Shama Yerim Shammai says, afilu meyetzem echot, even one bone. And the pshat is that according to Beis Hillel, that there's a loch of roiv akav, if you have a quarter of a kav of bones, it has to be from at least two bones. It can't be just from one bone. But according to Beis Shammai, even though it's only one bone, and even though this one bone is not roiv of the minyan, or roiv of the binyan, but as long as this one bone has in it the amount of a roiv of a kav, that also can make a tumas oil. Mishneches. Karshine truma. If you have karshinim of truma, now karshinim are a type of a beans, a type of a kidneys, that mainly the purpose of it, it's a meichel behema, you feed it free animals. But people can eat it also, they have chak. So therefore, let's say it's a truma, now you're a mafra truma from this. So now, Beishamai says, shervin v'shofim b'toira. If you want to soak these beans now in water, you have to make sure that your hands are Torah first. You have to have Netilat Yadayim first. The same thing for Shofen. If you want to rub them, rub the beans along your hand. So you have to first wash your hands. You have to make sure that it's done B'tayra. Since this is Truma, Truma has to be done B'tayra. It's not supposed to be Matama Truma. But Umachila B'tuma. If you want to feed it to the animals, then you're allowed to give it to him even though you did not make Netilat Yadayim. Since you're only feeding it to the animals, then you do not have to be makbet to do it with the hands that are tamei, because anyway you can give it to the animals. Beis Hillel says though, shurin b'tera. Beis Hillel agrees that if you want to soak it in water, that you first have to wash your hands to make sure it doesn't become tamei. But v'shofen u'machilin b'tumah, Beis Hillel holds if you just want to rub it with your hands, then you do not have to have netilo shadoyim. You do not have to have the hands that are tor, even though it's tummy, and the same thing with machilu betumma, you're allowed to feed it to the animals, even though it's tummy. In other words, this kashinim, since mainly it's aimed for the animals, Beis Hillel says we do not make a gzera not to be shof for them with your hands tummy, although maybe you do regular truma, we do not make this gzera. Therefore, if you plan to feed it to the animals, you're allowed to even be shof and you can even rub it with your hands when your hands are tummy. Shama Yomim Shammai says, you should only eat these kashinim when they're dried out. In other words, when there's no water, that you should not be metame them. You should not try and be machsh them a kabel tuma. Rabbi Kiva says, kol masein betum. He also know that since the main purpose of these kashinim is to feed the animals, so anyway you do not have to be makbet on tyra. Anything could be done betumah, you do not have to wash your hands. However, the mice of the locher is kebesilol, if you want to soak it in water, then we say you have to wash your hands first. But if you shofen or machilin, then it could even be done even though your hands are tummy. Your Mishnah test. Ha poiret sela mi moyis maisesheni. That means someone that has money of maisesheni means first he had his peiris that grew, let's say, outside Yerushalayim, and he was poid of the peiris that grew. That was Maisa Sheni. He was Mafresh already Maisa Sheni. Now he had a bunch of a barrel of apples, and it's too heavy to carry up the barrels of apples to Yerushalayim. So first he was paid to them onto money, and the money was made out of regular copper coins. And now he decides to take these coins to Yerushalayim, and they weigh too much. So he wants to now change over these copper coins into a silver coin. So Beis Shammai says, Bechol HaSela Mois. You're allowed to change over all your copper coins into silver coins. Even though it'll be much easier for you to carry it up. And even though then when you come into your shrine, you're not going to be able to buy food with the silver coins, you're going to have to change them over there back into copper coins. Still it's mutter. However, Beis Hillel says, V'shekel kesef or v'shekel mois. You always have to make sure that half of your money you're still keeping remaining in the copper form. Shekel mois. Because you could take half of it, a shekel kesef, change it over into silver, but you have to make sure you always have with you half the amount still in prutois, in mois, that when you get to Yerushalayim, you'll be able to spend it right away. Because otherwise, you won't be able to buy anything. You'll have to go first to change over the money, the silver, into copper coins, and we're afraid then the prices will go up, and the Maisa Shaina would lose out. So therefore, Basil says, you always have to have with you half of it, half of your money should still be in the copper coins. Rabbi Meir says, a mechal and kesef of peiros hakesef. Let's say you have silver coins already of Maisa Shaina, and you have some peiros, and you want to change them, and you want to be pointed them now onto one big silver coin, like you have a half of a silver shekel, and you have half of a silver shekel's worth of peiros. So together you want to change it over into one big silver coin. So Rabbi Meir says it's also, he holds you can't change silver into silver. However, the Chacham Matirim, the Chacham say, no, it's okay. You'll have to take these two things together, the peiros and the kesef, and change them over into one big coin, and just carry this one big coin up to Yerushalayim. Yeah, Mishneh Yud. HaPoiret Sela Shemaisa Sheni B'Yerushalayim. Like now when you come into Yerushalayim, and you have with you your silver coin that you have from your Maisa Sheni, and now it's the opposite way. Now in Yerushalayim you want to exchange it into prutos, into copper coins to use them. So Beshami Yemer Beshami says, B'chol HaSela Mois. You'll have to exchange all the cash of all the silver you have into copper coins, and you use them there in Yerushalayim. However, Beisil Leimer Beisil says, Beshekel Kesev of Beshekel Mois. Again, you should not exchange all your silver at one time, only half of the amount, because you're not for sure you'll use up all your copper coins now. Maybe you won't use them up now, and you'll have to wait till the next regal. And by that time, maybe the copper coins will rot away. So therefore, he says, make sure you want to exchange exactly what you need right now to leave over half of the silver to exchange it later. These were the Talmidim that were done in front of the Rebbeim. It's called Hadonim, the Talmidim that learned in front of the Chachomim. They said like this, and some said, the Gemara Sanhedrin said, this was Shimon ben Azai, the Shimon ben Zoyma, the Chanan HaMitzri, the Chananya ben Chakinoi. So they said like this, that Bishloisha dinorim kesef over dinamois. You could exchange it, like 3/4 of it still has to remain into silver, and only 1/4 of it you could change into mois, into copper coins. We have Akiva, and Akiva says even the bigger Kiddush, that Bishloisha dinor kesef, true, 3/4 you still have to leave over in silver. Over Revius, and this 4/4, kesef brevius mois, only 1/4 of that. Even the last quarter, not the complete quarter, should you change over into copper, but rather only 1/4 of that you should change over into copper, and the rest you should leave in silver. Now, Rabbi Tafna, or Tafin says, Arbo Asafre Kesef. Even this last quarter of it, you have to leave over to make sure there's 4 Asafrim worth of Kesef still left over, and the rest of it you could make into copper. It's a different type of a coin. This asafre, a different amount of kesef. Shammai says different eights are all together. Shammai says, Yanicheno bechanus. You're supposed to leave this money over in the chanus. V'yoichol kenegdan. Leave your whole silver coin by the grocery man. And then kesed, you'll take out money, the value of it, and you use that money and eat it. So that's the way you make sure you're not going to spend the money b'teres chulin. You know for sure all the money, whatever you buy with it, you're buying a b'teres kedushas ma'ase sheni, and this is the way you'll use it up. Yeah. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Kisei shokalo, that's like a bridal chair, a chair made for a kalo, shenitlu chifuyev, that it was taken away, its arms, or the padding it has on the chair. So you can only sit on it now, ideat chak, but it's not really meant anymore for a kalo, for a bride. So beishamai mitamin. Beishamai says till it has a tumas medrus, that if she's a zav and she sits on, she's a zovah, and she sits on it, still she's mitama, because it could be sin. You could still use it ideat chak. U beisilu mitarim, beisil says no, this chair is not oimed anymore to be used, since it was made for a bridal chair, and now since it's missing its arms or its covering, they're not going to sit on it. Sef was not miyuchad liyeshiva. Therefore, it's not makabo tumas medrus. Shammai Yemer, Shammai says, af malbin shekisei. If you only have the frame of a chair, even though it's missing all its padding, still tumei. If the person's a zav or a zava and they sit on it, there'll be a tumas medrus. As long as they could sit on the chair, it has a tumas medrus. Now, kisei shekvo barevo. Let's say they took a regular chair and they put it into the kneading dish. In other words, now they took it, now they put it to be used for the kneading, for the dough. They're going to put the dough on top of this chair. In other words, they're not going to sit on the chair anymore. So Beishami Mitamim, Beishami says, so what? Since at the beginning it was a chair, and now it still could be used for a chair, even though you plan to use it for the dough, still it's Mekabel Tumas Medrus. Well, Beisila Mitarim, Beisila says, no, it's Torah. The sitz is not Oymed, you're not going to use it anymore for sitting. Now it's going to be used for kneading the dough on it. It's not called a chair anymore for Tumas Medrus. It's Torah from Tumas Medrus. Shama Yemi, Shama says, Af also if bo, even if right now you're making this chair, or you took a chair that could be used, but your mamish putting it now into the areva, like you're first making now this bowl that you're going to make the dough in, and you're putting it, a chair in there. So even though right now you're making the areva with the chair, still, since you took a chair that was used to sit on before, it still has tumas medrus, and therefore if a zav sits on it, it would have a tumas medrus. Now Mishnah Yud Beis, Elu Dvarim, these are the things Shechozru Beisilu Lohirois Kedivrei Beishamai, that even though first it was a Machlokes, but later on Beisilu retracted, and now we also paskins like Beishamai. One halacha is Isha Shebo Medina Sayom, if a lady comes from Medina Sayom, from a city over the ocean, and it's Chutz Loretz, if a yomim, she says Meiz Baili, listen, my husband died. So Lochur is Tinosei, we allow her to get married now. We believe her that she says her husband died, even though we do not know it, and we let her remarry. Meiz Baili, let's say she says her husband died, and we know they had no children, and she has a brother-in-law. So Lochur is Tisiabin, is a mitzvah yibum. We could believe her. Ubeisil Lemon, Beisil says, Loi Shemanu, I did not hear such a loch like this. Elobobo min hakotzir bovad. That Beisil argues and says that we only believe the wife if the case is Bebo min hakotzir, means that like there was a case that once happened that people went out to cut down the wheat and a snake came and ate them and killed them, and the wife came home and told over, I saw the way the men were killed because of the snake. And the Chum went out and checked it and saw that it's true, so they believe her. But only he means to say where the incident happened close by, that we could go out and check it. So then she's afraid to lie. But here in this case, where she's coming with Dina Siyam from a faraway place, we can't check it out. We have to be afraid maybe she's lying. So Basila says in this case, where she's coming Medina Sayyam from a faraway place, we would not believe her. Omru lehen Beishamai, Beishamai said back to Basila, no, achas abo min haketzir, it doesn't make a difference whether she's coming from a close by place, from the ketzir, from the cutting down of the wheat in the fields, that she said her husband died right there. The achas abo min hazeisim, whether she's coming back from the olive tree, and she says there her husband died. The achar abo min Medina Sayyam, whether she's coming from the other side of the ocean, and she says that her husband died, we believe her. Because ladibru b'katzir ela b'hoiva, the reason why there was a case that she went out, that the husband went out to cut down the wheat, and there she saw the way he died, because that's a normal case that he would die in the field. But it could be the same thing is true, even though she says her husband died from Medina Sayyam, there's the svara that Isha is daika mitzvah, and Isha is careful when she says this edus, because she doesn't want to make a kid's mamzerim, so therefore we believe her when she says that her husband really died. And it says, Chozru Beisilu L'Hervas K'Beishamai, that Beisilu also retracted, and now Paschal's like Beishamai, that we believe the Isha, even though she said her husband died, Mimedina Sayyam. Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, Tinosei V'Tito K'Suboso. In such a case, where she comes back and tells us that her husband died, so she has a right to remarry, and also she could take the K'Suba, she has a right to collect the K'Suba from his property. Beisilu says no, Tinosei, true, we believe her. For the Svar of Isha Daika Mitzvah, we believe that the husband died, that she's allowed to remarry, but Voloisito Ksubasa, she's not allowed to collect the money for the Ksuba. Omru lehem Beishamai, so Beishamai said back to Beisilu, what kind of Svar is this? He tarakta meserva chamura, he's telling this wife that she's allowed to remarry. And if the husband's still alive, it's mamash neses ish, a terrible avera, still you're believing her when she says her husband died, that she's allowed to remarry.
So isn't it for sure leitatiru es amoven akal? Shouldn't you for sure give a permission to collect the ksuba? It's only a question of taking money. At most, there's only an issa gesel involved. Or mulhem beisil beisol said back, motzinu sheinu achin nichnosim onach lapia. I'll tell you another proof we see that now that she says her husband dies, let's say there are no children, so the husband's brothers have no right to come and take the nachla. We do not believe her. What's nageya to mominus? We do not believe her. So you see, there's only a special mnemonis that she could remarry mishum dekonis agunis, but not because of money. Anything to do with money, it's always al pishnai meidim yokum dover. Then maybe she has to have two eidim to receive her ksuba. And on this, Omru len Beisham, Beishami says back, V'loi miseifa ksubosa numad. Achiyah ksuba is different. Let's look inside and see what it says in the ksuba itself. It says in the ksuba, Shu kaisiv lo, he wrote to her like this, Shim tinosi liachar, anytime you have permission to remarry, titli masha kosaluch lich, you have a right to collect the money that I owe you. So it says in the ksuba that once she has a right to remarry, she has a right to collect the ksuba. If so, Chosru Beisil Leheres Kedibur Beishamai. Beisil retracted and also passes now, like Beishamai, that not only do we believe her when she says her husband died, that she can remarry, but she's also not meant to receive her ksuba. All right, a turnover.
Mishnah Yud Gimel. Misha Chetziv Eved V'Chetziv Ben Chorin. Somebody that's half an Eved and half a Ben Chorin. In other words, first two people, two Jews, owned together an Eved Kenani, and then one Jew, one Shutif, was Meshacher his half. So now this Eved becomes half freed and half an Eved. So Lachar is, Oyved es Rabbi Yemechud, one day he still has to serve his Mester. V'yes Atzma Yemechud, and the second day he's like free, he does what he wants. Divir Beisil, this is the way we leave him, that one day he's an Eved and one day he's free. Omru lehem Beishamai says back to Beisilul, if so, tikantem es rabbi. True, you made a good takona, you fixed it up for the master, that one day he works with him and one day not. But v'yes atzmo le tikantem, you did not make anything good for the Yevet himself, because the way he is now, he cannot get married. Lisa shivcha en yochel. He cannot marry a shivcha the way a regular Yevet Kenani could, because a bas chorin en yochel. Because he's a half a ben chayrin, so that half can't marry a shivcha. Let him marry a bas chayrin the way regular eved meshurcha could, and yochel here also he can't, because he's still a chatzi eved, so he can't get married to a shivcha, and he can't get married to a regular freed lady a bas chayrin. So solely botel should just remain like this, not married. The whole world was only created for the fact. For the mitzvah of Piri of Rivia. Shneman Apostolic says, Loi soyu v'royu l'shevas yitzara. Hashem did not create the world to be empty, but rather for people to live here, to be here. There should be a keem of the mitzvah of Peru Revu. So Marin says, Ella, rather, what Beishamai holds is, if Neitzikin Olam, the Rabbonim made a special takoni, a special law, that Koyfin as Rabbi, we force this master, for Yoy Soyse Ben Chorin. We forced this master to free his Eved. V'koysev shtora chetzei domov. And now that the takon is also that the Eved has to write back to the master shtar how much half of his value is worth. Because the master is freeing him. He's like giving him a present, you become totally free. So the takon was that the Eved has to write him a shtar that eventually when the Eved gets money, he'll have to pay the master how much half of him is worth, how much his master owns in him. And Chosru Beis Hillel Harvest Kibay Shammai. Beis Hillel was Chosru and also passes now Kibay Shammai.
Mishnah Yudalid. Kli Cheris Matzel al Hakoil Divrei Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds that there's a loch of a Kli Cheris, an earthly Kli, that if it's in a oil ha-mace, it means you have a mace in the room. So usually the loch is anything under the same oil, the Tuma is Metama, that Kli. But there's a special loch if you have a kli cheres, an earthly kli, that's covered up on top. So loch is the kli cheres does not makabel tumah from the outside of the kli, only if some tumah comes inside the kli. So since the kli is covered up completely on top with a tight cover, therefore it's matzo that whatever inside this kli, even though this kli is in the room where the mace is,
everything in the kli is tahor. That's Besil. That's called kli cheres matzo, protects alakol. No matter what's inside the kli, it protects it, that the tumas semeis does not come in to be metama those things. Ubeishami says no, that ainu matzil elo alo ichlin v'yal hamashkin v'yal kli cheres. It only protects that if inside this kli cheres is food, or else some drinks, or else another kli cheres. But if other type of kelim are inside this kli cheres, then we say it does become tummy. That's Beishamai. So Omru lehem Beisilu, Beisilu said back to Beishamai, Mipnei ma, like what's the reasoning? Bechura, once the kli cheres is covered up on top, so there's no way for the tumma to come in, just the fact that the tumma touches the outside, it's not metama kli cheres. A kli cheres is not makabel tumma from the outside, only from the inside. So just like it protects the food inside it, it should also protect anything else that's inside. So Omru lehem Beishamai, Beishamai said back to Beisilu like this, Mivnei shu tomei al gav amoritz. There's like a gzera, that if the amoritz owns the kli, so they have not nizer to keep it tor, most probably this kli cheres is tomei. So then the loch is that a kli tomei is not chitzis mivnei atumah. It does not protect, it cannot be matzo, the tumah goes straight through. So true, if the kli cheres is tahor, then nikar adin, it would be matzo that the tumah would not come inside the kli. But it's gzera that maybe there'll be a kli that belonged to an amoritz that was tumah anyway, and therefore it does not protect that the tumah should not come in, but rather the tumah does come in. Therefore, Beishamai makes a gzera by all kelim, even from a person that's tahor, that the kelim inside becomes tummy. So that's the klal of Bnei Shu Tummy Agav Amoritz and V'yein Kli Tummy Chaitzis, that once the Kli is tummy, it does not protect the tumor from coming in. So on this, Omru Lehem Beisilu, Beisilu said back to Beishamai, but V'loi Tihartim Oichlun Amashkin Shibatechai, but you agree that if there's food or drinks inside this Kli Cheres, then it is Tor, it does protect. So the question is why? If you make a gzera, if you're afraid that maybe the outside kli is tamei because it came from an amoritz, so then even the food and the mashkin inside should also be tamei. So on this, Omru lehem Beisham, Vashamai answers back and says like this, that kishitiharnu oichlin umashkin shevateichai, you know when I said that the food and the drinks that are inside this kli remains tahor, that's only liatzmei tiharnu, I was only matarit for the amoritz himself. The Yamoritz himself is not nizer anyway in Tumah Vatayra. To him I permitted that he's allowed to eat this food or drink the drinks. But for a Chover, there's no heter. Now therefore it makes a difference. But if you want to say that the regular Kli, the cup, that's inside this Kli Cheres, should remain Tor, Tiharta Loch Veloy, it's Tor not only for the owner, for the Yamoritz, but like the Mefarshim explained, most probably a chover would also come and use it. A kli shetev, just a kli that you use to wash, other kelim you use, so there's a loch, like if it became tomei, you could put it into the mikveh and it become tor. So therefore the chover is used to borrowing it from the Yamoritz. And here we're going to find this kli inside this other kli cheres, he'll think that now the mace was not matam of the kli, so he'll think you're allowed to use it. So therefore Beishamai says we have to make a gzerah that for other kelim, this kli cheres is not protected. We have to make a gzera as if the outside kli is tamei, and therefore the tumah comes in, so that a chover would not be used to using these kelim from the yamoritz. And the Mishnah says that chozru beisilu lohoros kedivre beishamai. Beisilu also retracted now, and also paskins like beishamai. Yeah, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Aleph, Rabbi Chanina segan hakahanim. Rabbi Chanina, he was the Sgan HaKahanim, means he was like second in charge to the Kohen Gadol. In case there be a psul to the Kohen Gadol, they cannot do the avoid on Yom Kippur, so the Sgan, the second in charge, he would take over. So Rabbi Chanina, he was the Sgan HaKahanim, and he said over four separate halachas, that Meimeim Shokahanim, that means through the lifetime of the Kahanim, through the avoidus of the Beis Hamikdash, they never stopped, they never held themselves back from burning meat. That became tomei, no, it's bisar hakodshim.
samit from a korban that became tamei from a vlat hatuma, even if it means it was a sheni latuma that touched this meat, that the meat now is only a shlishi latuma. So by kodesh, to such a thing as a shlishi latuma, they did not refrain from burning this piece of meat im habos with other piece of meat of kochim shenitma biav hatuma that became tamei from an av hatuma. So in other words, that meat is a rishon latuma. So now when that meat touches this first meat, it makes the first meat into a sheni latuma. So really it's being moisif tum, it's adding tumma. And that's what the chiddush is. That afal pisha masifin tumma tumosai, even though the second piece of meat, which is a rishon latuma, is now making the first piece of meat a sheni latuma, which up until now was only a shlishi latuma, still they did not refrain from doing it. It's mutter to do this, because even though there's an inyan that bosa kochim, you're supposed to keep tor, there's a laugh to make a tamei, but that's only if the bosa is tor. But here that the bosa is tamei anyway, just to be myself a little bit more tumma, here there's no issa. And the same thing that Hoysev Rebbe Kiva added to this and said also a similar halacha, that meimeim shor kahanim, that from the lifetime of the kahanim that lived through the Beis Hamikdash, leinimnu, they never stopped and refrained, milahadlik es hashemen, to burn the shemen of the oil of truma, shenifsa b'tful yoyim, that a tful yoyim touched it. A tful yoyim is somebody that had tumah sheretz on him. He touched the sheretz in the morning and he went to the mikvah in the afternoon. So the loch is that he's still tummy until the evening. So if he touches this shemen now, he makes the shemen like a shlishi. So the shemen now is posel. You're not allowed to use it. You can't eat it. It's mutav hanor. Now, they used to burn it b'ner with a candlestick, a metal candlestick, shenitma v'tomei meis, that touched a person that's tomei meis, an avatuma. The law is that this piece of metal now, the candlestick, also becomes like an avatuma. So now when you burn the shemen, like in this candlestick, the shemen becomes a rishon latuma. So even though before it was only a shlishi latuma, now you're making it into a rishon latuma. Still, they said it was okay, and that's the chiddush afal pisha masifin tumma tumosai. Even though by burning that first shemen with this metal candlestick, that the metal candlestick is an avat tumma, so it's going to make the shemen into rishon latuma. So even though you're adding tumma to what was here before, still it's mutta. Since the shemen at the beginning was not tor anyway, it was tumma already from its full yom. So there's no issa not to be meisif, to be careful. There's no issa like to be meisif more tumma.
Mishneh Beis. Omer Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKahanim. Again, this is the second halacha that Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKahanim said over, that miyomai, from his lifetime, lo reisi, I never saw that or the skin of a korban yoytze lebeis hasreifa, that you should have to burn the skin with the korban itself. In other words, as halacha, let's say the korban becomes posel, that's not fit to be used for a korban, so halacha is supposed to burn the meat. So he says, never happened that they found the korban posel before they made hafshota. That's the halacha. If you find the animal to be posel, so then the halacha is you have to burn both the animal with its skin. But let's say first they skinned the animal, and then after they skinned the animal, then they found out that the bosar, the animal, was a treifah. So the halacha is that the skin you're allowed to give to a kohen, it's not also, you don't have to burn it. So Rabbi Chanina is saying he never saw the way the skin was burnt. On this, Amar Rabbi Kiva says that midvarav lomadno, from your words, Rabbi Chanina, we can learn out this halacha, that shehamav shetes habechor, if anybody skins a bechor, and as after they shechted the bechor, they made a shechita on the bechor, that there was going to be a korban, and after they shechted, they made a shechita, even before the Kabbalah said, Zrikas Adam, they skinned the animal. And then v'nimtza treifa, comes out that this animal is a treifa, the b'chor is a treifa. So it comes out now that the shechita was not matarit, and therefore you have to burn the bosar. So the law is in this case, she'yoysu ha'kanim b'yaroi, that the Chanina is saying over, that the kahanim in this case is allowed to have enjoyment from the skin. Again, since at the time when they were mufshat, when they skinned the animal, we did not have a psul to the korban yet. So therefore the skin right away, like, is given to the kahanim, and even though later we find the psul in the meat is burned and not the or. On this, the chachamim say back, lo re'inu ein araya,
That you, Rav Chanina, say that you never saw it, that means nothing. That's not a proof. Rather, the locker is Yoitzel Abesas Reifa, yes. Anytime the meat is supposed to be burnt, so the locker is, we have to burn the skin also. If there's a psul that happened to this korban now, even though you first made Havshoto, still the skin is also, it's Toyin Sreifa.
Mishnah Gimel. Afhu Hayid, again, Rav Chanina said over another halach, another Eidus, Al Kfar Kotan, that there was a small village, Shehoyu B'tzad Yerushalayim, that was on the side of Yerushalayim, Fahoyu B'yzokin Echad, there was an older person there, Fahoyu Malve L'chol B'nei HaKfar, he used to lend out money, he was the Malve, he lent the money to the people in the village, V'kaisa B'ksav Yodai, and when it came to write up the Shtar Milva, usually the Loive is the one that has it written up. Here the Malv himself, he wrote up the Shtar with his own writing. But the Acherim Chaisman, he had other Edim, he had Kosher Edim signing the Shtar. And the Chanina was made that this is a good Shtar. So from this Halacha, Obo Maisav Nechachomim, when the Chom heard or saw such a Shtar like this, V'etiru, they said that the Shtar is a good Shtar. Even though the Malva wrote the Shtar instead of the Leiva, so what? In other words, the main thing is Eid Chasima Karsi, the Edim signing on the Shtar, and since you have two good Edim here, the Shtar is a good Shtar. So the Mishnah says, according to your reasoning, Rav Chanina, Atalomet, from you we can learn out like this. Shoisha Kaisevas as Gita. Anisha, she's allowed to have her get written up. Even though there's a locha, the man has the right to get, the man has to give the get to his wife, but she is allowed to have the get written up as long as he'll have Edim signing on it. Edim Chasima Karsi, that Edim signing it, they are the ones that make the shtar l'shmo, they make the shtar for a good get. The same thing with Ish, Koshev HaShoivroi, the case when the man pays up the ksuba to his wife, the wife has to give him back a receipt, as if to say she received the money, but Mokim, when they do not write a ksuba. So usually the Isha writes up the receipt and gives it to her husband. Here we learn out that even if the man writes up the receipt, also it's good, as long as there's Edim signed on it. Why? The Mishnah explains, Shein kiyum haget ela b'chaisamav, that the main thing that makes a shtar into a shtar, or the get, is the Edim. So since Edim signed on it, that makes the shtar a good shtar. So this is the third halacha that Rabbi Chanina said over. Now the fourth halacha is, V'yalmachat shenim tzeis babosar. If they find a needle, that was tomei mace, the needle was navatoma, they found it inside the basar, inside the meat of a korban. So the halacha of the Eidus was that shehasakin v'hayodayim toiros v'habasar tomei. In other words, you have a doubt whether the knife they used for the shechita, did the knife touch this machat, this needle that you find inside the basar, or else the hands, did the kohen's hands, or whoever made the shechita, did his hands touch this sakin? So Loch is inside the Beis HaMikdash, the Azorah is considered like a Rishus HaRabim, and we know the Klal is a Sofik Tum of Rishus HaRabim is Tor, therefore because of a doubt, we say both the sack and the knife, and the person's hands still remains Tor. But the Bosor, there we know for sure the needle touched the Bosor, therefore for sure the Bosor is Tami. The Yenim says, Beperish, let's say we find this needle that for sure was tummy from a mace, has a loch of an avatumah. We do not find it in the meat, stuck into the meat of the animal of the korban, but you find it in the junk, in the tzayin, the waste of the animal. So then the loch is a kol tor. Even the basar of the animal is also tor. Because this parish is considered like junk, it doesn't have a loch like the meat itself, it's not metameh, the basar. In other words, even though maybe the parish itself is tummy, it's not considered like a mashke to be metame the basar, because the parish is masriach, it's not bechlal mashke, it's not mekabel tumah at all. So this was the fourth halacha that Rabbi Chanina said over. Yemishneh Dalet, Shloisha Dvorim, Omer Rabbi Yishmael lefnei Chachomim, Bekerem B'Yavna. Rabbi Yishmael said over in front of Chachomim three halachas in Kerem B'Yavna, which was called like the vineyard of Yavna. It was called the Kerem there because the Tamidim used to sit like in round rows, like the rows of a vineyard. So he said over these three halachas. First of all, he said over al beitza trufa. If you have like a scrambled egg, an egg that's mixed up, the white and the yellow, shenisuna agabe yorik shel truma. But this scrambled egg like was put on top of a vegetable of truma. So the locher is she chibur, it's called detached. But the difference is, let's say now it's full yoim. A person again that was tomei touched the sheretz and then he went to the mikvah. So tful yoim, even after he went to the mikvah, if he touches truma, he passes the truma. But if he touches chulin, he's for chulin it's tor. So here the case is, let's say that tful yoim touched this egg. So the egg itself is chulin, it should remain tor. But that's the chiddush, since this egg is directly on top of the yerek, it's considered like bottle, like part of the vegetable. And since the yerek here is shel truma, so when this tful yoim touches the egg, it's considered like you touched the yerek. Therefore, the yerek becomes posel. What's going to be the imhoisa kimin koiva? It was like a hat on top of the vegetable. In other words, it was like pouched up. There was an air spot in between the egg and the yerek. It's not lying flat on the yerek. Then ein chibur. Then it's not considered like it's attached, like it's one. And therefore, if the tful yoim touches the upper part of the egg, the bottom yerek does not become posel. That's one halacha. A second halacha was v'yal shi boilis sheba kotzir. If you have a stalk left over in the field when you're cutting down your wheat, one stalk you left over. So it depends. The question is this called shikcha or not? Is it left over that you have to leave it for the aniyim, or do you have a right still to use it? So it depends. That v'roisha magila kama. Now this one stalk is not so far away. It's next to the rest of the stalks that are still standing. You did not go to cut down yet. So lochra is like this. Im niktsura im hakama. If this one stalk now. Now you cut down the stalks all around it and you left over one. But if this one that's standing is still next to the other ones, that when you cut down the other one, you could also cut down this stalk also. Sen harei shabalabayis. It's still considered like part of the balabosses. It's not like leket or shikha that it belongs to the niyam. Since the balabos, when he goes to cut down the rest of his field, he could also cut this one down. It does not have a loch of shikha, but rather, like it's not called the posuk of loisoshu lekachtei. That's once you forgot it once, you cannot return. Here it's not a problem, you do not forget it. You can still cut this down when you cut down the rest of your field. But v'yim lav, let's say it's far enough away that when you cut down the rest of the wheat, you cannot cut down this one. Then harei shel aniyim. Then we say that this is called shikha and it belongs to the aniyim. That's the second halacha. Now the third halacha was v'yagino katana. If you have a small garden, she mukefes oris, that it's surrounded all around it by an oris, which means rows of vines, which is hanging over a gate, hanging over a gedder. So it depends. Im yesh bo kimloi boitzer v'saloi mikan umloi boitzer v'saloi mikan, then tizro. As if this garden has enough space inside it, the person could be standing by one side, that on one side he's standing, he could stay there with a shear that he could be boitzer on oven, he could cut down grapes, and stand there with his basket that he brings in the grapes. In other words, on one side of this gina, you could stand there with your basket that you're collecting the grapes, and the same thing, that's a shear of 2 amas. In other words, there's 2 amas tall sides of this gina. Then the locher is tizra, you light a plant other vegetables here in the middle, and it will not be considered klai hakerem. But providing that you're marchik the zera from the gefanim, kedei avodas hakerem, which is shisha tfachim choruach. You have to make sure that this vegetable you're planting now in the middle of the vineyard is at least 6 tfachim away or surrounded from the grapes. In other words, if this garden is wide enough that there's 2 amas to each side of it, there's a 4 amas altogether, then you can plant something else in there. But v'yimlav, if it's not this wide, then lois is row, then you're not allowed to plant another vegetable in there. It would be considered the yisra of klai hakerem. That means in a vineyard, you're not allowed to plant other vegetables. There'll be the yisra klai hakerem.
The Mishnah Hey, Shlisha Dvorim Omru Lefnei Rabbi Yishmael. 3 things were said over in front of Rabbi Yishmael. In other words, the Talmidim asked Rabbi Yishmael, Omar behem lo yisav lo heter. He did not answer them because he himself had a suffix what the loch is, whether it's mutter, whether it's osa. But Upershin Rabbi Yishun ben Masya, he was the one that explained the dvorim. He said a clear halacha. So one shayla was Hamafris Mursa b'Shabbos. Somebody once opened up a blister on Shabbos that has pus inside it. So it depends. Halacha is im lasis lo per chayiv. If you have intentions to make a nice opening there, per, in other words, that the pus should come out and that other things, air, could come inside it, that I should remain open like, then chayiv. Yechayiv, that's called the maisa boin, it's called like you're building on Shabbos. But v'im lohitzi memenu leicha potter. But if your whole intention is only to get the pus out, so then it's mutter. You'd have no intentions to make a Pesach. So even though usually midrabanan it's awesome, but over here it's mutter lechatchila mishum tsar, since you're going to have pain otherwise, the rabbanan will mater mishum tsar. Now the second question was, v'yal hatzod nochesh b'Shabbos. What's going to be if somebody catches a snake? His sword captures a snake on Shabbos. So halacha is im misasik shlo yishchenu poter. If your intentions are just that it should not come and bite you, so you do not really want the snake itself. It's like a halacha shen tzrich legufa. You're only doing it to protect yourself that it shouldn't bite you. So if here it's even mut lechetchilom, because again b'mokam tzar the rabbanu were not goza the iser of a halacha shen tzrich legufa. But yim lerefua, let's say you wanted to hunt and capture this snake, because you want to use it for a fuah. You want to use it to heal somebody with it. So then you want this tzedah. Then chayiv, it's nisa d'iraisa of malacha of tzad. That would be awesome. Now the third shayla was, v'yalafoson ironius. V'yalafoson ironius, those are plates, earthly plates, made out of cheres. And right now it's made round like a ball. Just eventually it's supposed to open up the top to make it usable. You can put things inside it. But right now it's round. So that's called v'yalafos niroinus. So he said, locheris shame toiris, shame toiris, v'yir hames. Like right now, the way it is, it's closed all over, it's sealed. So since it's sealed, even though it's inside a v'yir hames, the tumor does not come inside it. But utmeyus b'masa hazov. If this holds up a zav, or a zav holds this up, then it would become tummy. Reb Lezer ben Sadik says, no, even if a Zav holds it up, or it's holding up a Zav, still here this Kli is Torah. Why? Even though usually Kli Cheres is Mekabel Tumah from a Zav, but here the Pshat is Mefnesh Lenigmur Malachton. It's not finished yet, this Malach, it's not called the Kli, Bechlau to be Mekabel Tumah. Since you didn't finish it yet, it's still round, you did not open it up yet, did not take off the top yet, it's not considered a finished Kli, therefore that's the Lach, if it's not Nigmur Malachton, it's not Mekabel Mishnah Vov, Shloisha Dvorim Omer Rabbi Shmuel, three things Rabbi Shmuel said over. Vlehoidel Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva was not maskim tis psak. One is Ha Shum Viha Boisa Viam Lilois, Shariskim Abayd Yoim. You have the Shum, let's say that's garlic, that the minig was, they used to squeeze it out and use the juice before Shabbos. Or else for haboisa, that's unripe, are grapes. And bamlilois, that's like stalks, that was not completely ripe either yet, wasn't grown completely. So sometimes they would rub it out, say, here's some asheriskon, they rubbed it, they like ringed it out, from before Shabbos. So halacha is, Shrav Yishmo loimer, yigmo mishatechshach. On Shabbos, now at night time, you're allowed to finish it off. Since you started to squeeze it out from before Shabbos, you're allowed to finish it on Shabbos. And even though the Rabbanim made a gzera on the mashka that comes out from Paris by itself on Shabbos, that's only if it comes out from complete Paris. But here, since he started to be merastic from before Shabbos, it's even mutter mid Rabbanim. Sure. But Rabbi Kiva says, no, lo yigmar. Like mid Rabbanim, it's also, you cannot finish it, because it's not worse than mashka that comes out of Paris on Shabbos by itself. Still there's a gzera, maybe you come to be merastic, you come to squeeze out full Paris. See, even though here it's muti midiraisa, but midirabonim, though it's still also. Yemishne Zayin. Shloisha Dvorim Omru Lefne Rabbi Kiva. Three things were said over in front of Rabbi Kiva. Shnayim Mishum Rabbi Leza. Two of them were said over in the name of Rabbi Leza. V'yechad mishum Rabbi Yeshua, and one was said over the name of Rabbi Yeshua. What are these halachas? Shnayim mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Two of them were said over the name of Rabbi Eliezer, that yaitze isha b'ir shalzov. An isha is allowed to walk out on Shabbos with this type of a jewelry, with an ear shalzov. There's some type of a crown made out of gold, and it had a picture of Yerushalayim on it. And the svar is that since such a tachshit is only worn by an isha, that's choshuv, so therefore they do not take it off to show their friends. So therefore there's no gzera, she's allowed to wear it out on Shabbos. Usually regular jewelry, Medina de Gemara, it's also to wear on Shabbos, because there's a gzera, maybe she'll come to take it off and show her friends and walk with it. But here, since only an isha choshuva wears it, there's no gzera. The second halacha was, umafricha yoinim, psulim liedis, people that gamble with pigeons, they play with pigeons and they gamble on it, so they're posul liedis. Now, v'yecha mishum Yeshua, the third halacha was said over the name of Yeshua, that hasheretz pepi chulda. Let's say there's a dead sheretz, that's mitam, whoever touches it, in the mouth of a weasel. Umahalecha sagabi kikrishot truma. Now, this chulda is walking over breads of truma. Now, sofik noga, sofik legnoga, we have a sofik whether this weasel touched the trum or not with the sheretz, does it make a tom or not? So it's over a chiddush that sveikei tor. In such a case, since it's a sofik, where the tom is be maleches, it wasn't put down in one place, it's just traveling, so that sofik, sofik maleches, is tor, even in a rishus yochid, there's a new type of halacha, that where the tom is not resting, just traveling, and we have a sofik, whether it touched anything, so min ha-sofik, it's still tahor. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.